Sentire Media.
In Italy's land, so ancient and grand, lie mysteries for us to discover and see. So come take my hand and grab your map on this amazing adventure with me. Italy's history, mysteries, journey through time with us. From towers that lean to cities unseen, come and join the quest. In history we'll be.
Hi there, Super Sleuths. Welcome to Italy's History Mysteries. I'm your guide, Luca, and today we're off on a magical journey across the sea to a very special place called Gaiola Island. Imagine a tiny island with sandy beaches and secret trails, right in the sunny Bay of Naples in the Mediterranean Sea in Italy. Gaiola Island isn't just one piece of land, but two little islands connected by a tiny bridge you can walk across. But watch your step, it's quite wobbly. Now, Gaiola Island isn't just famous for its beauty. It's wrapped in mystery. Some people think it's lucky, while others whisper about a strange curse. Let's park our boat and explore. Long ago, people believed that if you owned this island, you'd have bad luck. Can you imagine owning a beautiful island, but having to worry about tripping over treasure chests or getting stuck in quicksand? In the 19th century, a hermit named Mago, the wizard, lived all alone on the island. He only ate whatever fish the fishermen tossed him. One day, he vanished without a trace. There have also been many other owners of the island, a perfume dealer, a businessman, a shipping tycoon. All ended up in tragedy. The island continued to be cursed. But Gaiola Island isn't just about curses on top of the island. There is also mystery below the sea. Beneath the clear blue waves around Gaiola Island, there is an underwater secret, a sunken town. Yes, a magical city that lies sleeping underwater. Some say it was the playground of Neptune, the god of the sea. Imagine him having a seahorse race or playing hide and seek with mermaids. Do you think he's still down there? Today, no one owns Gaiola Island. Maybe because they are afraid of the curse. It's protected by the Italian government and is considered a place of mystery. Today, it is a place where colorful fish swim around ancient statues and plants grow wild, hiding the secrets to the ancient hidden underwater city. If you were a fish here, what kind would you be? A flashy goldfish wearing a crown, or a sneaky little minnow with a treasure map. Before we say goodbye, here's a fun challenge. If you could take one magical item to Gaiola Island to protect you from the curse, what would it be? A superhero cape, a wizard's wand, or maybe a pirate's parrot who tells jokes? Well, explorers, it's time to sail back to today. I hope you enjoyed discovering the enchanted Gaiola Island with me. Remember, the world is full of mysteries waiting for brave adventurers like you to solve them. So, keep your eyes open and your curiosity ready. Thanks for joining me on this fantastic voyage. I'm Luca, signing off from Italy's History Mysteries. Until next time. Keep asking questions and stay curious. Goodbye, young explorers.
Italy's History Mysteries is a production
of Sentere Media. Story and script by Samantha Wilson. Edits and sound effects by London Nero. Voice of Luca by Joshua D. Fletcher. And original music by Matt Welch.
Sentire Media.